It's my pleasure to kick off the 2013 series of Capstone Integration Projects. Our second presentation this morning is by Joshua Yorks. Joshua went to college at Albion College in Michigan. Ask him what jobs he's held as an adult. Between high school and today, he's worked at McDonald's 4 different times in 3 different settings. He's been a carpenter for building sets for plays while in college. He's delivered car parts for Fisher Auto Parts. He's been a park chaplain for the Pennsylvania Council of Churches. He's a local pastor in the United Methodist Church, serving the Calvary United Methodist Church in Waymark, Pennsylvania. And in an ecumenical fashion, is also the pastor of the Waymark Presbyterian Church. Joshua reports he's the firstborn child of 2 United Methodist pastors, Reverend Joshua and Reverend Dr. Barbara, who are with us here. I'm sorry? Joseph. Reverend Joshua. Reverend Joseph. This is Joshua. This is Joseph. We'll get it right. And there's another Joseph in the back as we go across the generations. All right, Reverend Joseph Yorks and Reverend Dr. Barbara Yorks, welcome. Glad you're with us today. Josh's wife, Susan, is also here with Joseph, and Sister Jenny is along. So welcome to all of you. Glad you can join us for today. Josh is reporting that he hopes to continue in Waymart while convincing the state of Pennsylvania of the benefits of a park service chaplain. And I think that desire on his part will take further shape as we hear his presentation. The title of his presentation is, Who is There for Those Not Lost in the Woods? When I first heard it, I thought, was that a spiritual metaphor or is it literal? I invite Josh to come in and expound on this title for us. Who is there for those not lost in the woods? Josh?
I have a story for everyone today. Let us assume, for the sake of storytelling, that you go into the woods with family and friends. You are planning to have a fun and exciting weekend. You are planning to relax and see nature sights, beautiful vistas, hike wonderful trails, have a fun and enjoyable time. And then while you are out in the woods, one of your party goes missing. This is a distressing feeling. Someone you love is not there, and you look for them and cannot find them. You look and look, and finally decide that it is time to involve the park rangers. Contact the park rangers, and they continue the search. And eventually it is decided that search and rescue needs to be called in. So search and rescue is called in, and there's people running around, and they set up what is called an incident command post. And you and your loved ones are there waiting for news while everyone is going in and out trying to find your missing loved one. My project speaks to that situation. In the state of Pennsylvania where I have lived, there is no designated person to talk with you. You may get a state trooper, you may get a park ranger, you may get a local clergy person. The incident commander, known as the IC, will ask if you have any specific religious affiliation, and if there is a specific priest, rabbi, pastor, or other person who you would like contacted, but there is no one designated for that position. If it's during the summer, you may happen to be in one of the state parks that has a chaplain provided by the state, Pennsylvania State Council of Churches, but there is no guarantee of any type of consistency. You will get who they find for you. This is an efficient system. The point of what they are doing is to try and keep you out of their way. It's a blunt way to put it, but that's what it is. It is assumed you are emotional. that you may not be thinking rationally. And so you are asked to sit off to the side while people are coming and going. And the person who is with you may or may not understand what is going on. They will take questions from you to the incident commander, but you aren't guaranteed any satisfactory answers. You are lost in the woods, even though you know exactly where you are. And all this time, there are people looking for your loved one. I think this needs to change. We need to have someone in the state park system and the national park system in the state of Pennsylvania to talk with you. Someone who understands search and rescue. One of the purposes of keeping you out of the way is so that you do not come up with good ideas and suggest them to the incident commander. Why are you not looking in this area? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? Legitimate questions. But the incident commander does not have time to answer them. So we have a chaplain who comes and knows what search and rescue is. They know that this is why we are doing this thing. They know on a practical level because they are trained in search and rescue. It's not a theoretical, well, this is what protocol says. It's here is what protocol says, and this is why it's important. Under the system that Pennsylvania has now, if a person becomes insistent enough that they want to go searching, the incident commander will assign them to a search area with one of two qualifications. It is either an area already searched or an area where they do not expect to find the missing person. Under the current system, they do isolate you in an attempt to keep you and everyone else safe. Because someone who is emotional can cause there to be two missing people instead of one. But the chaplain will be there to help you. This is no small task. They must understand how to talk to you. They must understand emotions. They must be certified in some form of emotional counseling. Good examples could be CPE training, as was suggested to me at one point, or psychotherapy, or master's in counseling. They need some training. They need to be able to walk with you along the journey as the search and rescue personnel are trying to find your loved one. They need to be there while you cry, while you yell, while you ask God, why did this happen to me? They must show love. This project has come out of two scripture verses. John 13:35, where we are told to love one another. The chaplain should go into these situations and show love to people they do not know. Show love to strangers in their time of need. In a time when everything is uncertain. The other verse that I have based this off of is Matthew 25:40. This is the story of the separation of the sheep and the goats. When Jesus says, whenever you did this for the least of these, you have done it for me. Who is least Who is more lowly than those who are in pain? Than those who are crying out, who feel lost, feel as though they do not know where they are going? The chaplain must enter into this place and walk with them. The chaplain should not assume one thing or another, should not assume that they believe one thing or another. They must go in and talk. More importantly, listen. Be there as a presence. And when the family and loved ones have a question, they need to be able to give an answer. Additionally, they would work as a liaison between the family and the rescuers. They would provide small comforts like water, maybe some food, but they would also be able to go to the incident commander and say, "Do you have any new information about how the operation is going?" And this is someone who the incident commander can say, "Well, we have done this, and this is how this is progressing." Use language that the search and rescuers know, and they can translate it from search and rescue terminology to something that everyone can understand. They work as a bridge between those lost and those trying to find. They are the heart of this seemingly cold operation. I assume that we all like to have someone to listen to us. I am an avid outdoorsman. If I could, I would live in the woods and never come back into town. But the woods can be a scary place. We need to have someone who can go in that scary place and comfort those who are lost, who are not lost. We need someone to show love to the least of these in the time of most pain. The state of Pennsylvania does not have someone like this. There are other systems in other states. Maine, for example, is where I got the idea for this program. Maine has one chaplain who works part-time. And whenever there is an incident across the entire state of Maine, she hops in her car and goes to where that is. Everything from someone is lost in the woods and we are trying to find them, to we found a body washed up along the side of the river. We know where it's from and the family is here. This is someone who comes those who are hurting. Let's start with the same story we had before, but instead of being the family members of the missing person, let's assume now that you are the rescuers. You have come in to try and help and find this missing person. Let's also assume that you have found this person, and it is not pretty. Current policy has it that after events like this, the rescuers come together within a week and debrief. They talk about their experiences, what has happened, and try and find some resolution. But who is there for them when this first happens? Nature is a beautiful, beautiful thing, but she is also a dangerous thing. Some of the most horrible things can happen in nature by complete accident. And if you are a rescuer who has found this, this can affect you. You need someone to talk to. The chaplain would also be there to talk with those who have worked on this. For those who have found problems. Also, it could be that there wasn't a tragedy found, but it reminded you, if you've been doing this for a while, of another tragedy. And it brings up emotions that were not dealt with. The chaplain would be there for them as well. They would be there to help you process something that may have happened years ago. And let's look at this story one last time. But instead, let's look at it as the park rangers. You have been working in the park system for years. You've seen this happen before. And now you've worked with the chaplain for some time. And a new situation, a completely unexpected one, has happened. Someone that you have worked with dies. Or something happens. Some tragedy happens on the job. Could be as simple as Ranger Joe has had a heart attack at 45. Who is there for them? Who is there when a fellow ranger commits suicide? The chaplain would come to these hurting people. He or she would sit down with them and ask them to talk. They would listen as the story unfolds and be there in the midst of the pain, of the sadness. The state of Pennsylvania now does not have a system like this. I've talked to other states, including New York and Michigan, and have sadly found the same thing there. There isn't a system, not one that is universal across the states. My hope is that in the coming years, I will be able to go and get search and rescue training, and I will also be able to convince the state of Pennsylvania that not only is this a good idea, it is one worth investing their money in. Even if I am not the person that becomes the chaplain, I hope that the state has someone. Someone to go to those people who, while not physically lost in the woods, spiritually, they are lost beyond belief. Emotionally, they do not see the light. The states need someone to talk with those who are hurting. Someone designated who knows the systems, who knows how the systems work, who can explain the systems to those who don't, and can show love to them at the same time. This is not meant to be a babysitter. This is meant to be someone who will show love. Someone who will help the incident commanders by dealing with the people they don't want to deal with. Someone who can show love to the least of these.